The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
527, Mark and Paul checking in. Finally, Friday, 8th of December. Used to get requests for that song from a lady that lived in Reigate, and she would call in and say, will you play He Talks Dirty in Mexican? I know what you mean. That's fine. 32 degrees out there. Nice weather for Billings. Eastern Montana, not so much the western part of the state. They're a little more snowbound. I'd have been here sooner, but I had to run to the jail and bail out my criminal partner.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. Bull crap. I got pulled over today because I filled up with gas at the town pump, and, you know, underneath that canopy, I mean, it's so bright.
It's like daytime.
And I pulled out onto the highway, and I didn't have my lights on.
Mm-hmm.
And the policeman was coming down the road, and I pulled out there and didn't have my lights on, so he pulled me over right away. And he said, I pulled you over because your lights aren't on. I said, dang it. Click. Hey, I'm going to have to write you a warning. Okay.
Well, for me, that's the difference between being younger and being older. Because when I was younger, I already knew what I was getting pulled over for.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, and I was only doing about 36, 37 at the time. And I thought, look, I'm not speeding.
Mm-hmm.
My plates are good.
Yeah.
What the hell's the deal here? And in the newer pickups, when your pickups are running, the dash lights and everything are still all on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the old days, remember, you turn the dash lights wouldn't come on until you turn your lights on.
Right.
And but my dash lights and the screen and everything was on, and I'm just sitting here listening to spa music and just, you know, just singing my, I didn't have any Steely Dan, so I just...
Well, and then he should have ticketed you for that.
I'm going, what the hell did I do wrong? Yeah, your lights are off. Oh, hell. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, that's all right. I don't mind. I don't mind at all. And there's no room at the jail anyway.
I don't know, for you bigger offenders, I think he might have done some time.
You bet. They're looking for M. That's who they're looking for.
Well, they better come after me in groups if they want to get me. That's all I can tell you.
Come in pairs. That's right. Yeah, come in pairs.
Last time I got pulled over, I had just bought that 17 Dodge pickup, and it still had the cardboard or paperwork, and I ran through the car wash and it got wet, so you couldn't read it. So they pulled me over to see what the deal was.
Mm.
Yeah, I haven't had a ticket in a long time.
Well, I got one last year. I remember up there on the home stretch coming to going down 6 there, going around the corner.
You know, where everybody goes 75.
Yeah, I was doing 45 and a 35 there, and he got me. So, but yeah. I was speeding. I was doing 45 and a 35 there. So.
I ran, 15 years ago, I ran a red light. I had hidden some tickets for some concert so we could play hide and seek. And I blew through, I mean blatantly, blew through a red light. And there sits a city cop, and he pulled me over. And he said, well, I got to write you a ticket. I said, well, you should, because I'm guilty. He goes, Mr. Wilson, I got to tell you, that's something I never hear. Mm-hmm. I said, well, in my experience, I have never been ticketed for something that I didn't do.
Right. They're not going to pull you over unless there's something wrong.
Like the one earlier in the week, the gal that had 3 flat tires, still driving down the road.
That would be a reason to pull you over.
Excuse me, need to talk to you.
Now, in her defense, I will defend her. In her defense, yes. Gender had a lot to do with that. Not understanding vehicles and how they... This dang thing's pulling to the right. They're not gonna pull you over unless something's wrong. They got bigger fish to fry, believe me.
God, in this town.
To be messing with somebody that, you know, forgot to turn their lights on. So, They're not going to, if there's nothing wrong, they're not going to be wasting their time.
Right. So. But driving at night without your lights on is one of the best ways to meet somebody in law enforcement.
Yes, it is. And it was absolutely... Well, and the thing about it is, too, it's dangerous because there's so many homeless people in the Heights walking along the side of the road down there. If you can't see them, you're going to hit one of them.
That's true.
There was an article here in from AP yesterday about homeless encampments, and cities around the country are cracking down now on these homeless encampments. Because they've popped up everywhere. And now it's more of just a way of life and a way to live. And a lot of people live on the street and like it.
Yeah.
Don't want to better themselves. They don't want a job. They don't want a place to live. They don't want a stuffy apartment building with people. They want to live on the street.
And the way the government works now, it's almost like it's encouraged.
Yeah. We got them. They popped up all over the place. All over the place. Here it is. I got it right here. More cities, counties, and states are trying to crack down on homeless encampments. Long been a fixture of the West Coast, San Francisco, God, the feces, drug needles, stuff like that. The official U.S. homeless count reached 580,000 last year. I believe it's probably higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
A pandemic that economically wrecked households. That is BS. The pandemic didn't do that.
No.
By the way, how many families are living on the streets homeless? Not many.
Mm-mm.
Not many families. These are all single individuals. Homeless people with several mental illnesses and drug addictions. Let me ask a question to this AP stupid ass. Did those people just get into drugs in 2020?
Good question.
See, they said the pandemic did this. So did their mental issue and their drug problem just start in 2020? No, it didn't. It didn't, the pandemic. Homeless people and their advocates said these sweeps are cruel because there's not enough beds for everyone at shelters. No, there isn't. There's beds for you, though, if you're working 60 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
There's beds for you there. Costco sells beds.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch TV? Mattresses are always on sale somewhere.
They move them out so city workers can do a deep clean. Why do those people have to crap on the street? Why? Why do they have to crap on the street, throw their garbage out on the street? You know, just because you're poor doesn't mean you have to live like that.
Right.
You don't have to live like that. You can throw your garbage away.
Mm-hmm.
You can clean up your poop if you want and put it in a garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. You know, that's the problem with this bull crap that I hear all the time about class, middle class, lower class. It's not class. It's income.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of middle class people who are high-class individuals. They take care of themselves. Their clothes are clean. They care about their home. They're presentable when they go out. So this is one of those tricks that they use, this class. Well, he's lower class. They want to. They do that on purpose. They're trying to imply or make it seem like these people were treated differently. There's no lower class. There's a lower income, and there's a middle income and a higher income. But their class is what you do with yourself. Give me that crap. I hate that. But it serves a political purpose. Homeless people and their advocates said sweeps are disruptive, and people are forced to move, and then they lose their critical papers, cell phones, laptops, camping gear, and personal mementos. They've got cell phones and laptops, and they're living in front of a dollar store in a tent under a tarp, pooping on the sidewalk. Down in St. Lucia, folks, if you don't work, the government doesn't let you stay on the island.
Good rule.
You don't work. If you're a slug or a bum and you're going to panhandle and live on the street, the government rounds you up, ships you out. Mm-hmm. Can't live here unless you're going to work. Sweeps can be conducted by county agencies and others. Sweeps are a very polarizing issue, often pitting traditional allies like the homeless advocates and Democrats against one another.
Mm-hmm.
Sweeps should be advertised in advance.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Just text them.
Mm-hmm.
That way they'll get it on their cell phone.
Hey, all you drinking drivers, we're going to be at the corner of Wicks and Main this Friday night at 11.
Right, exactly. Look how good that is when people find out there's a checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched the U-turns that are made on the road in front of the checkpoints?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't do any good. And if they're selling drugs to other people on the street that are in those homeless camps, that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You're a drug pusher.
Right.
Give them a place to sleep then, with bars in front of it.
Yeah.
So a lot of this stuff self-inflicted, folks, and a lot of it's done by choice. By choice. And and all the new soldiers being groomed and taught at our schools and universities, coming through our educational system for the last 30 years, they've all been trained on this issue. Now, that's why trends change. The climate, gender selection, all those kind of things. It's working. It's working. Their people are now out there, and their new soldiers are now roaming the country. And that's why we have a lot of these problems out there. And as the elderly in the older generation perishes and moves on, and their new groomed soldiers move in and take over, this is the trend. This is what you're going to see, because they know no other way. They only know what they've been indoctrinated with, trained with, groomed with. We can't read, we can't write, we can't do math, but we know about sympathy for homeless, income equality, fairness, addictomies. You know, we know that how bad gasoline is, things like that. And this is they got the courts. They own the courts. They've got all their people in place through every government entity that we have. The Justice Department, the FBI, transportation, you name it. They have education. They have the courts. They have all the bureaucracies. They own the media in order to influence one way. I mean, look what they control now. All of that. That's a tough animal and a tough battle to face. I know if I didn't work, I would have been homeless.
That's how it was for us.
Yeah. You know, you're not living in, you get your ass out there and getting gear. You're not living here. So you had no choice. You had to do well. You had to do good in school. You had to work. Not anymore. It's not that way. It's just this is an unfair society. You've been unfairly targeted, and we need to do this for you. A lot of these self-inflicted things. You know what I noticed too, and this is, a lot of people aren't going to like this, but you know, whoop-de-doo. How come the percentage of people that smoke is so much greater in the lower income level?
That's a good question.
Lower income people have a higher percentage of smoking rates than others. Now, why? Is it because their education level is lower and they haven't been taught the effects and things of tobacco and all these other things? But I mean, the lower end paying jobs in town, just drive around and look at some of them. And I'm not saying these are bad jobs. They're jobs, and I praise you for working. But you go to the fast food joints, or you go to some of the convenience stores and stuff, and you'll see the employees outside of those lower end jobs smoking all the time at a higher percentage than you would down at CTA Engineering.
Right.
So why is that? What is the social impact on, and I don't know the answer to that one, but why? Why do lower income people tend to smoke more than others? Not many doctors, lawyers, people like that, professionals smoke. They just don't. Always wondered that. Gas was $2.99, by the way, when I filled up. Although I buy premium, for not the good premium, but the higher. You know, that's another thing that's changed. The difference in the gas prices. The plus was always 15 cents more than the regular.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 30 cents. You know, that's gone up. But
right.
But $2.99, most places in the United States, a lot of places all way down, you know, $2.50 level, right in that area.
Googled this, Paul. 72% of smokers are from lower income communities.
See, and
with the information that's out there these days, there's no reason to start smoking.
No, especially if you're struggling anyway financially. Right. But right. But see, that was just I knew my observation was right, because I'm an observant guy. That's what I that's how I'm wired. That's the kind of stuff I do. And I did just notice that smoking is so much heavier among the lower income people.
Get ready for a holiday extravaganza at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Experience the magic with Christmas market vendor shopping, live performances by Tris Munsick and the Innocents featuring the Clay Halos. There's thrilling NFR watch parties, and join the fun at Roadside's Ugly Sweater Bingo on December 22nd, where we'll be teaming up with the Marines to support Toys for Tots. Come create unforgettable moments this holiday season at Roadside Event Center. Learn more on the Roadside website or on Facebook.
There are an estimated 375,000 tobacco retailers in America, about 27 times more than McDonald's.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And the people who are low income smoke the most.
Mm-hmm.
72%. That's crazy. And they're the ones who can't afford it. But the question is, why? That's the thing.
This article said some of it is they blame on hopelessness.
But I mean, hopelessness. It, you know, life is what you make of it.
But as you well know, not everybody sees it that way.
No.
Look, you're listening to two guys that barely got out of high school.
That's right. That's right.
So it's about determination.
I was dead middle of my class, right exactly, and then there were 240. I was 120, and I had C's. All my sisters were valedictorians, all that BS. I was right in the middle, and I said, well, why should I do homework and bring home and study for hours when I can get a C
without ever doing homework?
You know, I'd study on the bus or something on the way down, or in study hall, you know, and could get a 75 to 80 on the test. And that's awesome.
Just talking to my daughter about schoolwork last night, and I told her about 2 weeks before the end of my junior year, because I had given up. I had missed a bunch of homework assignments, and I was working at Pizza Hut, and I thought I was going to be this big guy in the pizza business. And teacher came after class and said, Mark, if you don't turn in all your homework, you're not going to pass this class. Mm. I said, well, how many assignments? He said, 42. So I had a buddy come over who was good in algebra, and I did 42 algebra homework assignments
there
in a weekend.
You go.
But that's what had to be done.
You had to pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and for us, you know, we had to have a C to play sports. So, okay, I wanted to do that. So I got to get a C. But opportunities there. You just have to. And a lot of this all goes back to early age, too. I mean, we talked about that earlier in the week and your upbringing and all that. So it's very important. City officials and TrailNet people gathered to dedicate the Skyline Trail on the Rims Thursday. A 3-mile trail connects Zimmerman to Black Otter Trail. Just think, every one of those people that were there, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's about 25 to 30 of them there. Mm-hmm. They all could have put $500 in the dish for the rec bill. They could have got that start. They could have made 15 grand there, right there, with that bunch of people. Because I'm sure they'd all be for it. Kind of screwed up some of the good makeout spots up there on the rims now with that sidewalky trail thing going through there.
Well, and chased off a bunch of people that were living in their cars up there.
Yeah. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to start trucking grizzlies into the Yellowstone area. Huh. FWP. Folks, do you know what that stands for? FWP is trucking grizzly bears into the Yellowstone area. Now, a few weeks ago, you may recall, one of those trucks got lost. Remember when they found the one in Mosby?
I do.
That bear just made it over there.
They even had a bear in the air.
That's right. Had a bear in the air. Yeah, had a bear in the air. They think they're flat, the population's there, so they're putting more of them in there. What else in the paper today? Rosendale heavily considering a Senate bid. He'll get beat. He needs to stay right where he's at at this point. $21,000 reward for information on a wolverine that was killed in southwest Montana.
I saw that.
Killed illegally in Wisdom. Game Wardens received a report of a wolverine carcass. A game warden located the carcass. They know from the carcass, this old carcass, the animal had been shot. They skinned whoever it was, skinned the animal. They abandon it. They know how old it is, where it was roaming, all those kind of things. Still working on that bag of cocaine in the White House, though. We have not been able to pinpoint anything about that one. Here's a Butte man guilty of starving dogs, animal cruelty. So that's not good. Two people pleaded not guilty to murder charges stemming from that fatal Northside Billings shooting last month. Jane Nicole knows his gun, facing two counts of homicide in court. And co-defendant is Myron Scott Goesahead, made their appearances in court. Dozens of bullets that they fired struck the home on North 17th. A wound from one of the bullets killed the man, fell on top of the baby, suffocated the baby. Hopefully they're in jail currently. I'm glad, though, that gas prices are coming down as we get to the holidays, because a lot of people will be traveling, stuff like that. But you go down in Wyoming, you'll find gas as low as $2.43 a gallon.
Jeez.
Down in Texas, gas $2.40 to $2.60 a gallon. Out in Washington, it's a little more. Snohomish, Washington, $4.27. California is where the gas is high, $4 to $5 a gallon still out there. But down in Florida, gas is anywhere from $2.80 to $3. So, yeah, that's good if you're traveling. I don't know what it is out of Costco, but I don't get out there much. I never got to the other one on King. Now this one that's in Portland.
It's not in Portland.
I very seldom am going to, I don't think, make it out there.
I haven't been out there since they opened, so.
Haven't you been to the new one?
No.
I went once on a Saturday night, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't crowded, but I had to pick up the prescription and stuff like that. But
I went out there. I tried to get there, but my pickup turned into Rib and Chop House.
Wilson had a patty melt and fries on Wilson Wednesday. M was out there, got a couple hugs from folks.
I actually did not have the special.
You didn't?
No. I had a salad with grilled chicken.
Wow. Put the podcast on yesterday about the Pearl Harbor stuff that I found and talked about yesterday morning, and quite a few people listen to the podcast. In fact, one lady said she was going to listen to it again. She liked it so much. So
nice.
Yeah.
Hey, that was some good information.
Mm-hmm. I learned a lot of stuff there that I didn't know about. You know, we've been hearing the stories every year for 82 years, and these were stories that I hadn't heard about before. So some things that kind of surprised me. But what else I got here? As we get to the end of the year, you get a lot of the end of the year stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an article on the secrets that 401k millionaires are sharing. 1978 is when they started the 401k plans. Companies couldn't afford to pay pensions anymore. You just can't, folks. It's one of the worst things about U.S. government and other entities. You cannot pay people till they're dead.
Mm-mm.
Millions upon millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people save for their own retirements. And others, we have to pay their retirement before you can save for your own.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't right.
No. The average 401k balance, this just came in, by the age of 65 years old is just over $200,000. That's where it is right now. The age at which a person starts contributing to the plan is entirely in your hands. Workers who have been able to save $1 million usually have started early. It takes at least 30 years to build a $1 million retirement account. And a lot of that has to do with your employer and if they match and mm-hmm. things like that. The ones that don't, you got to be more aggressive. A 25-year-old employee who can save $5,000 a year, all right, that's it, $416 a month, assuming an 8% return over the years, would reach $1.35 million by the time they're able to start collecting, which is good. Folks, I did the math on this, and I did a big thing one morning on a statewide run 401k plan for all state employees or anybody that wanted to get into it, of which they would make more money and have a larger retirement than they would as if they retired, for instance, as a school teacher at the age of 55 or 60, and then they were paid based on their salary for the rest of their life.
Right.
They would make more with a mandatory 401k program.
Get ready for a holiday extravaganza at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Experience the magic with Christmas market vendor shopping, live performances by Tris Munsick and the Innocents featuring the Clay Halos. There's thrilling NFR watch parties, and join the fun at Roadside's Ugly Sweater Bingo on December 22nd, where we'll be teaming up with the Marines to support Toys for Tots. Come create unforgettable moments this holiday season at Roadside Event Center. Learn more on the Roadside website or on Facebook.
And it wouldn't cost the taxpayers. With a mandatory $3,000 a year deduction that goes into your 401k from your paycheck, and then a state match. The state would match you. That would be their contribution.
Mm-hmm.
So you would put in $6,000 a year. And man, was I right on? Listen to this. See? If you save $5,000 annually, you'll have $1.35 million by the time you reach retirement age. So my math was correct when I did that. And not only that, folks, it would let everybody else who would be eligible to join that program. This, you might, if you didn't work for the state, you wouldn't get a state match, but you would get the benefit of pulling millions and millions of dollars into a fund which generates more return.
Mm-hmm.
Never do that. Not going to do it. We need to pay everybody until they are dead with your money first, and then you save for yours. People have no problem with the government taking money out of your paychecks, but you people have a problem taking money out to pay yourself? That makes no sense. Think of this, folks. We've talked about this in the past, how our tax system in Montana is obsolete. This needs to be refined, reinvented. Property taxes, state income taxes, don't cut it. They're not fair. Too much of a burden on business and growth. We could raise more revenue using the other fair equitable tax of sales tax, because so many millions come here and would pay the bills. Just think, if your state income tax money, folks, what if we made it mandatory? Your state income tax money, and we got rid of that, that's taken out of your check. Just think if that was put into your 401k. I mean, it's taken out anyway.
I like that.
Then by the time you're 65, you'd be a bazillionaire. Mm-hmm. No, that money is going to pay for all the other retirements that you're paying for and not yours. It's crazy. You have to stay disciplined. You have to stay in it. In the old days, you know, people were dead by 50.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to worry about it. They had a much better off. They were dead by 50.
All the good old days.
Yep, dead by 50. Rigor a mortis. That's what, like Social Security, the day it went wrong was the day Roosevelt signed that plan. That was a tax revenue raising plan because everybody was dead by 50. They didn't have to pay out hardly anything. Everybody's paying Social Security tax, and they used it to run government programs,
mm-hmm.
and nobody was collecting for 20, 30, 40 years. Of Social Security. The average American salary in 2022, $63,795. So, if you would have only contributed 4.8%, that's $3,000. Now, if your employer contributes the same amount, that would have been $6,000 for your plan. You would have had $2 million by the time you retire. Nobody cares about these numbers, though.
Mm-mm.
Nobody has the discipline. And everybody looks to Big Brother. You take care of me. You pay me forever until I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to give up. That's hard to change because all those people don't want to change it. That way they can spend that $6,000 every year on themselves and enjoy it at the time, knowing at the very end that their coffers will be replenished
mm-hmm.
by the state and the taxpayers.
Yet still reserve the right to complain about how little Social Security they're getting.
The bottom line is a person should save the minimum required. in order to obtain a company match. Since the Great Depression, stocks have returned more than bonds. Bonds, though, do have a place in your portfolio. They perform better than stock funds for certain periods. Becoming a 401k millionaire is challenging because it requires discipline in you, but the formula is simple and it works.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Nope. I want self-gratification immediately. I want to go on the flakes trip at age 22. It doesn't work that way. But, you know, when you get to the end of the year, people always review their life and their goals and what they want to do. Some people try to lose weight. Some people try to save a little money. Some people want to buy a new car that year. Some people want to start exercising more, do all that kind of stuff at the end of the year and to start a new year on a new foot, a new turnover, a new leaf, a new way. And Stop smoking.
Or at $6 or $7 a pack.
I don't know how much they are, but they're up there, aren't they?
Yeah.
And don't forget, folks, don't forget, because of the system we have, in order to buy a $7 pack of cigarettes, you got to make 10.
Right.
You know, because the government gets their hands in your wallet first. So in order to have 7, you have to make 10. So it's actually costing you $10, even though you're spending 7.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand that, but that's the way it works. It's the way it works. But it's a free country, and you do what you want. Some people live happily ever after when they become 65 to 70 years old and they retire. And some people struggle and live in homeless camps on the sidewalks. A lot of it's about choice.
It is.
And what you've done. You had every opportunity the minute you're out of the chute, the minute they're wiping all that slimy goo off of your forehead and sucking the stuff out of your nose when you're born. From that point on, you have the same opportunity as everybody else. So what are you going to do with it? And of course, that didn't type in there. But these systems are all antiquated now, and you have to change. You have to stay ahead of it. And I was trying to find here when property taxes were first enacted in Montana. 1972, the Montana Constitution assigned to the state of Montana the duty to appraise, assess, and value all of your property. They decided that in 1972 that they would take that over. That worked out nice because they're the ones that rely on the tax money.
Mm-hmm.
I've always made the analogy of, you know, fertilizer guys, they'll come out and tell you that you've got plenty. Don't put any more on.
Paul, your fields are looking great.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I was trying to find out what year here, but that's going to take a little more research, and we're out of time anyway. Mark and I got a weekend to plan for. Besides, I got an article here that's really going to, that Mark needs to pay attention to. Chronic fatigue syndrome is more common than in the past. Things that, you know, make you sleepy, like breathing. So I'm going to cover that for you.
I can already tell you there's going to be a decent-sized Friday nap today.
Is there?
There is.
Well, hell, it's the end of the week, brother.
You know.
All right, M, let's hit it.
I'm not M.
You're M.
I am not M. The first news coming up, 6:12.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.